The number of suicides in the U.S. has been rising for decades, according to the CDC. And this year, the city of Chicago is seeing a steep rise in suicide among Black people. Lakeidra Chavez is a reporter for The Trace, and she's been covering this story and joins us now. Hi, Lakeidra.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yes, so you write that in Cook County, Illinois, which includes Chicago and some of the suburbs, they're already seeing more Black residents die by suicide this year than in all of last year. Put this into context for us. What's going on?
Yeah, so we looked at 10 years of suicide data from the Cook County Medical Examiner, so from January 2010 to present. And as you mentioned, based on that data, the number of suicides that have happened for Black residents this year in the county has already passed all of 2019, which has essentially put 2020 on pace to be the worst year in the past decade. This is a trend that we are not seeing among white or Latinx residents currently in the county.
What do medical health experts you've spoken with say about why this is happening and what might help stop it?
Yeah, so it's really unclear why the suicides among Black residents have seen such an uptick this year. This was happening before the coronavirus pandemic really had an impact on Chicago. But we do know that Black communities in the city, especially low income, are disproportionately affected by things like unemployment, poverty, job loss, and access to mental health treatment. And these are things that have only gotten worse during the pandemic. These are also communities that are disproportionately affected by gun violence as well. So mental health professionals say that their clientele has essentially doubled since the pandemic began. And they're trying to help as much as they can, but they're already overloaded. But at least in Chicago, the existing resources are just not enough to meet the mental health needs that residents are experiencing right now.
You know, we've talked on the show about all of the things that you're talking about, the gun violence, unemployment. I'm thinking also about the mental and emotional toll of the pandemic, which you said this was happening well before that, but also the effect of this moment of racial reckoning. What is the sense that you've gotten from reporting on this, on how those factors, the pandemic and the reckoning, might be factoring in?
Yeah, so one mental health professional that I spoke to, who's a counselor here in Chicago, and about a third of his clientele are Black residents in the city. And he said that after George Floyd's death, it really opened up a lot of sort of unspoken trauma among his Black clientele, and that, you know, they were starting to process all of these really traumatic events in their life that they hadn't considered in that way previously. We do know that according to CDC data that things like anxiety and depression are up among Black Americans in general since the pandemic began. And, you know, they've only gotten worse since George Floyd's death.
Yeah, as you mentioned, the CDC's data really shows this. This isn't just happening in Chicago. I mean, a study published last year in the Journal of Pediatrics found self-reported suicide attempts among Black teenagers in particular has gone up more than 70% since the early 90s. Is this a broader trend? Have you looked into this particular part of the equation?
So it's unclear whether or not it's a broader trend. Like you mentioned, suicides in America have been increasing for the past few decades. And researchers are especially concerned about suicides among Black youth just because of the alarming increase that we have seen. In terms of the national data, there is a lag in what the CDC publishes for suicide data. Mm-hmm. So the most recent information we have is actually from 2018. So all of these stressors that people are feeling right now, especially Black Americans, we won't know the big picture, the whole picture, until, you know, likely 2 or 3 years from now.
That's Lakeidra Chavez, a reporter for The Trace in Chicago. Lakeidra, thank you so much.
Thank you.